It's like a migu. D-boy, shalom b'yolim, if she wanted a lie, really, because she could have said a better lie. She should have just said there was peace, and I really saw him die. So now that she said there was a mechama, we should still believe her. By Duma, maybe no. Kiva, the Ichzaka, once she tells us what there was a mechama, Omer but the dummy, we stop to be afraid to say, maybe she's going to jump to conclusions to say that he died, even though he really did not die. And it's not going to help now the Mali Lishak and Amigo to take against what she says. Like, true, we believe her. We believe her that there was a war. But now that there was a war, this Svar is, though she jumped to conclusions before it really happened. All right, we'll stop here. We'll continue on tomorrow. You're holding up Kuf Tezvov on top. Again, the last shaila was, if we don't know there's a mechama in the world, and she's the one that tells us that there's a mechama, and still she tells us that she knows her husband died, do we believe her or not? Like, do we say this svara mali l'shaka, like, why should she lie? If she wanted to lie, she didn't have to say there was a war. So that's a svara to believe her, what she's saying. But the other svara is pasha, no. True, we believe in what she's saying, that there was a war, and that she saw him die, she saw that he died, but our suffix is, that she sometimes thinks that she saw him dead, and really he didn't die. So that's the shalom, do we say this swerve amigo or not? So Mora says, Toshima, come on, bring your proof. It says, Alocha isiyonu aleinu bayis, that the lady says, you know what happened? There was smoke in the house. In other words, the house caught on fire. And there was smoke in the house, and it got so smoked up there that she couldn't see what's doing, so she ran outside the door. Where's the husband? She thinks again, he dropped inside. He didn't make it outside. That's what she thinks. Trashi is Yonwalena Bayas. It's a suvesh. The fire, the house got on fire. For the small ocean got full of smoke. Vani barachti, she says, I ran outside. Vu nishasham, he stayed inside. Umeis, the mistami died inside. That's what she says. Or else, siyonu aleinu mor. Same thing, we're in a cave together, she says. Me and my husband were together in a cave, and smoke came inside there, and there was so much smoke that I ran out the front way, and I didn't see him, so he was probably still in there, and he died. That's what she says. So halacha is, siyonu aleinu mor, humeis, vani nitzalti, she says, he died and I stayed alive. Halacha is, ain't in a menace, we don't believe her. So Chura and Chura, here there's a migu she has. Like she didn't have to say there was a smoke there. She just could have said that he died. But now that she tells us he died through smoke, we don't believe her. So you see, even though she's telling the truth again, but we're afraid she made a mistake. Trash and in the menace. For Hocho, the Achzikahi Milchoma. She's the one that told us what happened was through smoke. And still we say we don't believe her. So the same thing, even if she's the one that tells us there was a war in the place, but the Maisa, once she tells us there was a war there, and she says he died, again, we don't believe her. We have to be afraid she made a mistake. So why over here don't we believe her? Gemara says, no, Gemara says here, Shani Hosam, Diyom Alo, Ki Hecha Dul Didoch, Ischarish Nisa, Dul Didei Nami Ischarish Nisa. Here it's much worse. What happened here? All what happened is we hear that the house caught on fire, and there was smoke throughout the house. So how did she get saved? She ran through the front door. So we have to be afraid. Maybe he ran through the back door. Like the same way Ness happened to you, that you were able to make it out, maybe Ness happened to him also. It's like here, Bechla, we can't believe her. Because she didn't see him die. All she knows is that the house was on fire, and it was full of smoke. She couldn't see him. She just knows she ran out. So she thinks that he didn't make it out. That we say, no, we don't believe her. Because it's possible the same way she escaped, maybe he also escaped. But in the case by Muhammad, that I call upon him, she says that she saw him died, maybe there it's better. Maybe there we can believe her. Maybe. See, we'll have a proof from this case to Muhammad. Fat Toshima, bring another case. Zalocha, Noflu, Aleinu, Oivdikachovim. She says the water. I was with my husband, and we got caught by Goyim. Goyim came to beat us up. They called mugged. They got mugged by Goyim. Or else, Naflu Aleinu Listim, that she says what, Am Ravis came and caught up with us. So Humeis, my husband died, they killed him, but it's Itzalti and I got saved. That's what she says. So in such a case, we say Nemenis, we believe her. So why do we believe her? Because she could have just said the husband died. Why did she have to say it's in a case that she got nervous like that the Goyim came or the Listim came? Elamai, since she's the one that told us, we believe her. So you see, you do say amigo. That since she's the one that's telling us that the situation was bad, we believe her. Samara says, no. Hosam kidravidi. Over here, I tell you, b'chlal, she does not get nervous. Anisha doesn't get nervous the fact Goyim come and start up with them. The Yomar Avidi. Isha kleizain ole. Rav Zidi says a svari in Avodah Zarah that an Isha is not afraid of the Goyim. Like since the way she's an Isha, she knows that men don't start up with a lady. Chayisal says nus, they don't start up with her. So therefore, an Isha is not afraid of the Goyim. So here we say she doesn't lose herself, and therefore she tells us that the Goyim killed her husband, the pshat is she stayed around there, she tried and saved him, until she mamis saw the way they killed him. So here we talk a believer. But it's no proof in the case of a mechama. By a mechama, when she gets nervous about a mechama, there maybe we don't believe her. There maybe she thinks that he died, but really maybe he did not. Right. Who gavra sochur? So far we're not pushing the shayla. So far we didn't come to maskani yet. In the case where she's the one that told us there was a war in the place she went to, and still she says that she saw her husband died there, to suffer if we believe her or not. Nothing more goes off. Who gavra is a man to be shiloi hilula at the end of his chasana isle nura beganani. The room, the yichud room, caught on fire. The end of the chasana, the Kras and the Kal again went back into the room, the private room, and took down the room caught on fire. Armulu, so she's screaming, she started to scream out. Armulu. So Armuluhu Devesua, his wife started to like scream, Chazu Gavroi, Chazu Gavroi. Like, look at my husband, look at my husband. Like, look, he's like burning, he's like dying. Is also, so the people came in, Chazu Gavroi Charucha. They saw like a person, mamash, like a burnt up body on the floor there. They saw a burnt up person. And the shadja that was lying there. Upasta the yoda the shadja. They also saw like an arm lying there. So the chura, here it's a tzata believer. So sober Rabbi Chiya Baravan, the member of Chiya Baravan, wanted to say, Hainu isiyonu oleinu bayis, isiyonu oleinu mor. Don't forget, first Rabbi Chiya Baravan wanted to say, still we're not going to believe her. And the chura over here also, it's like the case we had before. That she says what? There's smoke in the house, and only I was saved, Mashenk, and he was killed there. So we had before, we don't believe her, because again, but the Domilei, she thinks that he did not get saved, but it's possible that he did get saved. So here also, it's we'll soon see what the possibility is. Like, here also, it's possible to say the husband is not burnt, but it's somebody else that's burnt. So we can't believe her, even though we see a burnt body here. Is Oma Rava? Rava says, no, me dummy? Is it like one to the other? Before she didn't say, look at my husband, look at my husband. She just said that the house was full of smoke, and she didn't see him. The yod over here also, gavra charucha de shadya. We see a burnt body here. But pastor the yod de shadya, we also see a hand lying there. So here, Ravad is more mistaken to believe her. So now that friends of Rav Chiya Baravin, what's pshat on him? How come he says, no, we still, we don't believe her? What's the swear on him? How come he says, we don't believe her? Like we're saying now, Lamaisa, we see the hand there, and Lamaisa, we see a burnt body. So how is it sad to say, not to believe her? So Mor says, Rechiba Rabin holds, Gavre Charucha de Shadio, what's the pshat to see a burnt body now? Maybe Eimor Inish Achrini Osali Atsule. Another person came in to save the Chosin. Rechil Seinura, and the fire burnt him. So the person that's burnt here is not the Chosin, but this other person that came in to save him. But what happened to the Chosin? How come he's not around then? Because the pasta the yod the shadya nura islay, the hand that we found on the floor, that taka was the Chosin's hand. As he became a baal mum right now, v'yisyaled bay muma, and a mum happened to him. Like we're saying now, his hand came off. Or machmas kisufa, since he was so embarrassed about what happened over here, is ozal v'yorak liyalma. That's why the mice of the Chosin ran away. So the Chosin is not around anymore because he ran away. He got so embarrassed.
the way he looks, he doesn't have a hint right now. But really it could be that we don't believe what she's saying. It's true. It could be that the husband's still alive and just somebody else got burnt up there. Now the Gemara clears a new shayla right now. The Gemara clears Iboilu. I have a shayla like this. Eidechot b'mochama maho. What's going to be if an Eidechot comes and says that your husband died? B'shaso mochama. Where your husband died. An Eidechot comes home, tells the wife, you should know, I saw your husband die b'mochama. Now, up until now, we had before in the Masechta that we believe in Eidechot. If Stamman Eidechot comes to an Isha and tells the Isha, no, I saw your husband die, there's a lach, we believe in Eidechot. And she's allowed to get married. So now that the Eidechot comes and says, I saw him die in the Mechama, here it's different. Why? Taima di Eidechot Hemen. What's the reason why we believe in Eidechot all over? Mishum de Milsa de Avida Legluyahu. Because all over, it's a svara that if an Eidechot comes and tells a lady, your husband died, like he's afraid to lie, because it's going to be found out. The truth is going to be found out soon. And we're going to find out if he's alive or not. Like if he's alive, he's going to come home. So it's a svar, and Eidechot is afraid to lie. Therefore, Lei Meshaker, he doesn't lie. That's the reason to believe in Eidechot. So Hachinam, the same svar applies here also. Lei Meshaker, the Eidechot won't lie. Even though the Eidechot is coming to say that he died in the Mechama, so what? He's still afraid to lie? Because if Taka, the husband, is still alive, say so after the war, the husband will come home, and this Eidechot will be caught to be a liar. So it's a svara here to believe the Eidechot also that the husband really died. Oiduma, maybe no. Time of the Eidechot, what's the reason why all over would believe in Eidechot if he comes and says that the husband died? Mishum dehi gufa daika mitzva. We are the svara. Not only true you believe the Eidechot because he's not going to lie, but you also need the added fact that she checks out very well. Like Stam, if an Eidechot says your husband dies, like she doesn't stop trust him right away and get married. First, she herself checks it out very well. So with Sayma Chanor also, that the Chazaka, Tehi Gufa Daika Mintzvah, that she Gufa checks out very well before she gets married. But for Hoch, here we have to be afraid, no. This parenthesis we take out, it says here, Kivun, the Zin, and Sanile, maybe sometimes she hates him. Really don't have to be girls there. The Pshat is, though, but over here, Le Daika Mintzvah. Here, since there's a Mechama, she's going to leave the Eidechot right away. She's not going to go to check it out. So that's why here maybe we should not leave the Eidechot. If an Eidechot comes home and tells a wife, you should know I saw your husband die in the war, so since he's joined the Mechama, she's going to believe him right away, and here she won't go to check out the news to make sure it's true. So that's why maybe over here we don't believe in Eidechot. All over the Rabbanim believed in Eidechot, because we say that she herself will check it out very carefully before she gets married. She's not some going to trust in Eidechot. So the fact she checked it out and she got married, that's another proof to say he's telling the truth. But over here we're afraid since he said that he died in the Mechama, in the war, she won't check it out so well. So therefore maybe here we're not going to believe in Eidechot. That's the Shaila. So the Gemara says, Omar Rami Bachoma. So Rami Bachoma says, Toshima, come in here. So it sounds like this. Omar Rabbi Akiva. Akiva said, Kishiratati la Nadoi, when I went down to Nadoi, Laver Hashona, like to make an extra month in the year, is Motsosi, I found Nechemya Ish Beistali, found this person, Nechemya Ish Beistali, for Yomali, and he said to me, Shemati, I heard over, Shein Messiah Nasi Shabbat Yisrael, then that's sure they paskin, you're not allowed to let an Isha get married al Pi Eidechot. If only one aid comes and tells her that her husband died, we don't believe her, we don't believe the Eidechot, she's not allowed to get married. Elo Rav Yudah Ben Baba, the only one that's matter in Eretz Yisrael is only Rav Yudah Ben Baba. So the kid said, this is what Nechemya told over to Rabbi Kiva, that he heard, that's the way they say in Eretz Yisrael. The Namti Lois, Rabbi Kiva answered back to him, Kein Advar, it's like true, the way you're saying, that's the way they pass in Eretz Yisrael, that an Eidechot is not Neman. Is Amali, so this Rabbi Nechemya said to me, Emolehem, tell over to the people in Eretz Yisrael, Mishmi, in my name, that Atem Yoidim, you should know, that Hamadina Hazu, the land that I live in, Mishubeshes Begaisos, there are a lot of armies coming here. In other words, it's like a Shas Mechama. And Kach Mekablanim or Gamlil HaZokin. This is what I received from a Psak HaLocha from Gamlil HaZokin. That what? Shemesiyo Ne'isha Pi Eidechot. That yes, you are allowed to let an Isha get married, even though there's only one Eidechot that said that her husband died. So that was the Eidechot that he said over. So Chorah the Gemara means to say now, my Medina Meshubeshes Begaisos. What did this Nechemya Ish Beistali mean to say that his town is a town that has a lot of armies there? And still, Rabbi Gamliel HaZokin was matter. Lav doesn't mean to say that Afagav de Medina Zu Mishubeshes, even though this city has a lot of armies there, or fights there, Muhammad there, still Kach Mekablani, still that's why it was Mekabal, that's what I accepted, or heard, Shemesiyin Apiya Dechud, that you are still allowed to believe in a Dechud, Isha could get married. So you have the Pesach, 2 hour Shaila, that even B'makam Muhammad is still in a Dechud's Neman. Alma, what do we see? A Dechud Mehemen? Some Rav Rav said no. Ihoch, if that's the case here, that he meant to say even in his place, that's a Mechama, Maishna Medina Zu, how come he said after his place? Komokim Shesh Geisus Mi Boilei. He should have said any place that there's a war, any place that has army, still you can believe in a Dechud. If that's what he meant to say. Elo Amar Rav, therefore Rav says like this, Hochikom, this is what he really meant to say. Atem Yoidim, you should know that Shem Medina Zu, the place that I live in, my town, Mishubeshes Begeisus, there's a lot of armies there. And therefore I can't leave my house, my wife, and I can't go to the Rabbanan now and ask Yisrael to tell them. That's all he meant to say. Not that he meant to say that the locker is in the makam of Muhammad believe in Eidechot. No, he wasn't talking about that. He's just saying in his town right now there's a war there. So therefore I can't leave my town, I can't leave my family to go to Eretz Yisrael. But please, you, Rabbi Kiva, go back to Israel and tell them there that Kach Mekublanim, Rabbi Gamliel, Shemesir Nishal Pi Edechot. That's all. But I hold that locha, you are allowed to believe in Edechot. But it could be not Bishas Mechama. In normal times, you could believe in Edechot when the Edechot tells the wife that her husband died. And the Israel, like we said before, is because she's Daiko Mitzvah. But maybe Mokka Mechama, maybe there, we're not going to believe the Edechot. So again, we have no riot to our first Shaila. We don't have a pshitas, what's going to be, but Mokka Mechama, do we believe in Eidechot, yes or not? Kach Mekublanim, Rabbi Gamliel, Shemasir Nishal Pi Eidechot. That's all he meant to say. In other words, they said over in Eidechot that Eretz Yisrael, they don't let you get married out Pi Eidechot. So he says, really, I myself should go up to Eretz Yisrael, and I myself should tell the Rabbanan there that no, that's not the locha. The locha is an Eidechot could let an Isha get married. But the reason why I myself can't go to Eretz Yisrael is because the city that I live in right now is a dangerous place, and I'm afraid to leave my wife and my mishpach alone, therefore I can't go up. But I call upon him, there's no riot to have a case. All he meant to tell them back was that you said over Nadis, that in Eretz Yisrael, they don't let an Isha get married because of an Eidechot, mashm, even when there's no Mechama, on that I argue. And the locker is, yes, we do believe in Eidechot. But it could be where? Only in a place where there's no war. But in the Mokum, where there is a Mechama, that's the original Shailah, maybe we won't believe the Eidechot. Because by the case there's a war, we have to be afraid she is not going to be Medayik Mitzvah. She won't check it out too much before. She'll stand believe it. Well, what they tell her, that the husband died, because she figured, look, it's in a war anyway, most probably it's true that they say, what they say, that he died. So therefore, it could be here, we don't believe in Eidechot. So from this case, you have no raya. Toshima, come and there'll be another proof. Maisa b'shnei Talmid Chachamim. It happened, the story once, with two Talmid Chachamim. Shoyuboyim ima b'yoisi ben Simoi. B'srina. They were all three traveling on a ship. V'tovoy, and the ship drowned. V'yasiyo Rebbe Nishoseyem Alpi Noshim. So the Maisa was that ladies came and said that they saw the way these two Talmid Chachamim drowned. And they went home to the wives to tell the wives, that you know, we saw the way your husband died. Therefore, they were allowed to get married. So that's what Rebbe did. The Yesiyo Rebbe Nishusehem. Rebbe was matter their wives to get married. Al Pinoshim. Only because women said that they saw the way these two Talmid Chachamim died. Now the halacha is, whenever you believe in Eidechot, even an Isha is also Neman. When you need two Eidim, Tak and Isha is not Neman, you need two men. For whenever one Eid is Neman, even an Isha lady is also Neman. The other case was, they believed a lady, even though, good it says Noshim, don't make a difference, even two or three or 20 of them. There's still not more than like one Eid. So you see, Lechura, even in a case where the Svina drowned, still they believed in Eidechot to let her get married. Now, for her mayim ki Muhammad dami. The case of mayim is like a Muhammad. Like once she hears the ship turned over and they tell her that her husband died, she's going to believe them right away. The same swear by a Muhammad. She's not going to go and check it out to make sure because it's understandable. Just like we said the swear by a Muhammad maybe. If Nedecha says he died in the Muhammad, she's not going to check it out. She'll believe him right away. So the same thing here also. If these ladies come and tell the two wives that we saw the way your husband drowned, also it's a svara, she's not going to go check it out. She's going to believe what they're saying. Now, v'noshim afilu meyek yedechodami. Even if you have 100 ladies telling you something, they do not have the lach of two edim. They only equal one edechod. The lach of edim is you need two men. Two ladies, even 100 ladies, can't give you a din edim. So comes out the story here was, Rebbe was mate, like with the din of an edechod, for Nisha to get married. Uketani Yisiyah, and it says here clear, Rebbe was mate them to get married. So here you have a raya in a case like a Muhammad, that we do believe in edechod. Tomorrow says no. V'tizbra, this is a good raya over here. First of all, Mayim Shein Lem Soif Ninu. It's called Mayim Shein Lem Soif. We'll see more about this later on the Chuf Chaf Aleph. That means when they die, the people drown in the water, Kol Shoymed V'en Roya Mi'aba Ruchaysev. If you can't see all around clearly what's doing with you, it's never for sure the guy drowned. If you're stuck in the water, that's called Mayim Shein Lem Soif. You can't really tell 100% the guy drowned or not. And the locker is, Mayim Shein Lem Soif, Ishto Yasura. Normally the person just says, we saw your husband got lost in the water. In such a case, we can't let the wife get married. She remains in the guna. That's not called you saw the man die. If you only say you saw a man, like be alone there in the ocean, you saw him drowning like, that's not enough edus. That we'll see later on in the Gemara. That's called Mayim Shein Lem Soif. There's no end to the water. We don't know what could happen. Maybe he came out the other side. He went under here. Maybe he got saved someplace else. That's not enough edus to say the man died. So anyway, it's a kasher over here. So what if the Noshim said they saw the ship drowned? So what? That alone should not be matter the husband, the wives to get married. Elu, what do you have to say the story is over here? Elu hechidami, the Amri, what they said was, askinu kamon. We saw the way the bodies came up.